How did your dad, Grandpa, was, did he run a tight ship? Did he?
Oh, yes, you did.
So you did talk about that a little bit.
Well,
what was that
there's
like?
A certain way to take care of and pick up the plate when it's up there to be served. You don't let it sit. You pick it up right away. And yes, and you don't just sit around and talk. You take care of different things that need to be done. And he would kindly kind of tell you that you needed to be doing something else. And
Some of the young waitresses would collect in groups and be chit-chatting, and he thought they should be working.
This is Grandpa again.
Yes, that's Grandpa. Uh-huh.
He was a loving grandfather, but you knew you didn't ever mess with Grandpa. I mean, he was one of that type. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a no-nonsense Grandpa, but you knew he loved you. I mean, he loved you, but...
But he did have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Good sense of humor.
They were good, fun days, too.
It was a lot. I have only good memories.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
you worked hard days, though.
Yeah. And trying to figure out some way to peel onions without crying all the time. Matchsticks.
Okay, our grandfather played a terrible trick on us. He said, you wouldn't cry peeling onions if you lit a match, blew it out, and then held it in your mouth. And we bought this. Here's all these grandkids sitting around a can peeling tomatoes, onions with burnt out matchsticks in our mouths. I mean, he must have been roaring because we bought this hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, and there was always a box of matches.
And there was always a box of matches back there. Remember that? Then we start crying. We need another match. That's just hilarious.
You mean it didn't really work?
I know. Where's the science in this? It was before he went to school. I mean, Grandpa had to be smiling every time he saw us back there doing that. Joey and I would also, we were the youngest. If there was any, you would run out of stuff, and we used to have to go running for Herb, the Friends Bakery guy, who was a great guy.
Oh, that's right.
Or the Coke guy, because those back then, the soda dispensers were very problematic. They would always go get wrong. They just shoot out air instead of sodas, you know? So you had to go and get them fixed.
Yeah.
And you always have to run for the guy. We're out. We can't get any sodas. So Joey and I would be running out the back.
Trying to find
whoever we're supposed to find. I just remember doing that again and again. Crisis mode.
Yeah.
When something broke down.
Down on buns.
Get Herb. Herb was a great guy. And then he would bring us Butterhorns. And in the morning before things started, because we didn't open till 10, we would get Butterhorns. And if you put a slice of lettuce down and put the Butterhorn on top of it and a pat of butter, and then you put a lid on a grill and let that steam for like 30 seconds to a minute. That was a really good Butterhorn.
Well, the other thing were the pie cases.
Oh, yeah.
Did those come from Williams, too? Who did we get the pies from?
Probably. You know, Herb Bauer was the one that delivered the bread and buns to us.
He was there every year.
And he
that was his last name, Bauer?
Bauer. And they moved into Battle Creek about 20 years ago. And when he saw Joe, it was just big home reunion. Yeah. And he's still there. He put my...
Isn't that spelled B-A-U-E-R?
What?
How do you spell it?
B-A-U-E-R.
Yeah.
He was an insurance man, actually, but when he would deliver the... I was thinking that we got the bread from Hillman's Bakery, because Dad used to work for Hillman.
Okay, so it wasn't Friends Bakery? It was Hillman's?
Hillman.
Well, Hillman, yeah, but that was Cherry City Bakery. It was called Cherry City.
I thought
way
I remember
back.
Franz by the time we were kids.
And then it got changed to Franz. It was always Franz out in the fair.
Yeah.
Yep. It was Franz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's still Franz.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But it was called Cherry City when Dad, because we lived on Fifth Street.
Yeah, but right? Yeah,
but
yeah.
Who did we get the pies from?
What?
I remember the pie cases. Well,
I thought that came from
the wooden pie cases, and there was always
pie
left
over at
the end of
night. Well, they had pies made there at the bakery.
And the waitresses, if they were slow, they had to cut pies.
Yeah.
That was a big deal, that just to get them pre-sliced, ready to go.
And that's where I learned how to have pie for breakfast.
Yeah.
You had to learn that?
My dad said that's where all the profit went out the window, when all the waitresses would eat all the pie when things were slow, because pies were expensive. I have to say, the scones and the donuts were big. Because you like, I didn't know you liked the end, because I like the Salvation Army ones.
I
like
the other one.
But still, donuts.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. The scones were huge, because we would buy scones at night and then have them for breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
cookies. Yeah. Grandma would always give me money to buy scones. When we got really busy, I washed dishes. And again, you're 10, 12 years old washing dishes, which is just, I mean, I just...
Remember the silverware shaker thing?
Yeah. And I just remember it was the whole working so hard to keep up, like weekends. I think Sunday was a big day. What were the biggest days?
Probably the weekends.
The weekends were the biggest days. Yeah. Monday was a light day, so it had a cadence to it.
Yeah.
But the busiest days, just trying, it's like a puzzle, trying to make the day work. Not run out of things, stay ahead of the dishes, of the meat. It's just keeping it going. And with Grandpa and Dad, I remember Dad being so stressed trying to keep it going and just getting through the day. It's like, wow, we did that. I thought that was pretty cool. And being a small kid, being able to be a part of that, I think society's changed. I think that's good. I mean, you worked with everybody else. Everyone was working. Even though you're 12, you're working. And I got paid for it, but you worked hard days. And that was... But more than that, this is getting beyond the restaurant, just the state fair. We had the run. We were at the state fair for 10 days. I knew every square inch of that state fair. And that was before you had helicopter parents. I would just take off and go through everything. Yeah. And we'd go together. We'd go by ourselves.
Yeah.
Jay would take you kids sometimes.
Not all the time. Sometimes it was just us. But also because we were usually out there a few days beforehand, right? Mm-hmm. And so the carnies would be setting up.
Yes.
And so we were running around.
Seeing them set up.
Seeing them set up the hammerheads or seeing them set up the coin tosses.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd let you do something beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And and I can still remember one time, I think you pointed this out to me, it was like something, he was going to give me four coin tosses for 50 cents or something like that. And I had to think of it, and it was like, no, because it was a dime, right? So
I always felt you never trusted carny vets.
Well, yeah, I know. But it was. But there they were, right? I remember a lot of the
he
stuff.
He was trying to get 50 cents out of you.
Yeah, that's funny. But
on the rides, I mean, they had the roller coaster and the Tunnel of Love. Those were static. I mean, for years, we used to do the Tunnel of Love, man. And we used to hold the walls and then back up the boats and then crawl across the boats. We fell in. We could have been killed.
I know.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, the other thing that I kind of remember is, I mean, I remember the smells. I remember the smells of going into the walk-in.
The frying onions.
Yeah. Or the walk-in cooler, to me, there was something about the smell of those garbage cans full of onions when they were cold that I really loved that smell. And I still remember that smell. And then the other thing, too, is just, you know, whether it was your dad or my dad, but particularly Grandpa, the sort of, you know, Grandpa was a bit of a showman.
Yes, he would bark people in.
He would bark people in.
And he'd get them to come in.
And he would get them to come in.
Yep. And no one was like Grandpa. When Grandpa couldn't do that anymore, it wasn't...
No.
Dad couldn't do it. Your dad couldn't do it. Because Grandpa was really good at that.
Yeah. What would he say? Hey, she looks hungry. Better feed her. That's one of them that I kind of remember.
But he had a saying that he used to say, and I've been trying to think of it.
Something about the coffee.
Well, TGC always.
Yeah.
The what?
TGC.
That good coffee.
Well, come in and get something. I can't remember, because when people would walk by, a lot of times they would come in then.
Yeah.
I tell you, get those onions.
And he called it
the
air-conditioned booth.
There's no taste. You can't replicate that in a frying pan. Mm-hmm. You got to get a big griddle, and they got to cook for like an hour and caramelize. There's nothing like the fair burger. Yeah. You can't make that at home in a small batch. It's like bulk food has a different.
And then the other thing that I remember is you guys were always manning the cash register. Was you guys testing the coins, right? You got really good at, you could drop a quarter or you could drop a dime and determine whether it was there was silver in it or not. Do you remember? Maybe it was Grandma, but you would,
when we're transitioning from silver coins to the copper coins.
Yeah, I bet it was Grandma.
And she would drop and go ding, right? And she goes, oh, and then she would change it out.